Now 14 minutes to nine. Every week, it seems, we hear about a murder or a rape case that has been cracked many years later, usually as a result of advances in forensic science. Police forces have dedicated teams, so-called cold case units, to investigate the most serious unsolved crimes. But the challenges of investigating historical crimes are considerable. Even science doesn't always get the results. In the first of two special reports on cold cases, here is our Home Affairs correspondent, Danny Shaw.
In the last week of November 1975, there was one story which dominated the news.
6:45, there was a knock at Mr. McWhirter's door. He came to the door and he was shot twice, once in the stomach, once in the head. He was rushed to the nearby Chase Farm Hospital, but died shortly afterwards.
Police the IRA murder of Ross McWhirter, co-founder of the Guinness Book of Records, shocked the nation. But there was another murder that week that didn't make the headlines. And unlike Mr. McWhirter's case, this crime has never been solved.
I remember walking our Airedale puppy with Dad on the Saturday and then with Mum on the Sunday, and we were just having a great time. And then I went back to university early on the Monday and I never saw Mum again.
Mum was Margaret Lightfoot, a 48-year-old housewife from Loughton in Essex. And this is her daughter Sue, aged 20 back then, now speaking publicly for the first time about the loss of a woman she describes as the hub of the family.
But my father obviously turned his life upside down. He lost his lifetime soulmate and companion, and they'd been married nearly 28 years, and by now it would have been almost 70 years that they'd been married. For my sister and I, well, we never had the opportunity to share and enjoy our children with her, and if I see a mum and a grandma going out walking with a toddler, you know, I just feel I never had such a joy. That was stolen from us so very brutally.
Does it get any easier with the passage of time? It's been 41 years now.
It gets easier in that you can push it away into a little corner and you just pull it out of the back of your mind if you really, really have to. But normally I try and remember Mum and not how she died.
The details of Margaret Lightfoot's murder are referenced in a card index kept in a cabinet at the back of a police station storeroom. Retrieving the paperwork is one of the biggest challenges in cold cases. Some files have simply disappeared. Fortunately, in the Lightfoot case, there's a comprehensive typewritten note from the senior investigating officer. Margaret's body was found in heavy undergrowth in Epping Forest. She was naked and had been strangled. In spite of an extensive inquiry, the killer hasn't been caught, as the current detective in charge, Susan Stansfield, explains.
Many people were interviewed, house-to-house inquiries made, but obviously in 1975 it was very different to how we would be able to conduct a murder investigation today, and unfortunately no evidence came to light at all.
Was anyone arrested on suspicion of her murder?
During the inquiry, over 100 males were classified as possible suspects, but officers from the murder squad also interviewed and eliminated a number of suspects arrested for crimes of violence from other provincial forces. But again, nothing came to light.
We're looking into one of the search laboratories where people are currently examining various items, possibly for blood or other body fluids. So the table...
If there is a breakthrough in the Margaret Lightfoot case, they'll probably find it here in the police lab. When clothes, shoes, weapons and other items from a crime scene were packaged up in the 1970s, few would have foreseen that years later they could yield clues from tiny spots of blood, sweat or semen. Linda Groombridge is a consultant forensic scientist for Scotland Yard.
It's very rare that we have original exhibits. We'll only quite often have microscope slides or tapings that have been taken from the garment. Fortunately, though, with the advances of DNA profiling, we require much less material to obtain a profile.
One of the cases that you were concerned with is the Margaret Lightfoot case. What's your understanding about how well preserved some of the items are there in that case?
I believe they're reasonably well preserved, yes.
Which could potentially be of great assistance?
Absolutely, yes.
The focus of the scientific work is on a pair of Wellington boots Margaret Lightfoot was wearing on the day she died. The boots were found underneath her body, suggesting they'd been pulled off by her assailant and therefore could have traces of his DNA on them. Detective Inspector Susan Stansfield remains hopeful, even though the boots were examined in 1975 using a technique that may have compromised later tests.
Unfortunately, they were fingerprinted. I say unfortunately, they were fingerprinted, but the methods that were used sometimes can be very destructive for DNA processes now. So we've really got our fingers crossed that we might be lucky with this one.
It is a long shot, most cold cases are. But solving the crime would mean a huge amount to Margaret Lightfoot's 90-year-old widower, who'd specifically asked police to look at the case again. As for their daughter Sue, she believes it could prevent other people falling victim, as her mother did.
A lot of people talk about old cases and whether the police should be devoting resources to trying to solve old cases and whether we should be focusing on the current. Do you have a view about that, given the horrendous nature of what happened to your mum?
Well, the main thing for me is that this must just never happen again, and if this particular person still has the potential and the ability to cause such huge pain and such a brutal death to somebody, then yes, he absolutely needs to be caught.
Danny Shaw reporting there. It's 8 minutes to 9.